So, I think maybe we could start. Of course, quite a few people have joined already. I see Carolina, Dina, Eberhard, Hiro, Andre, Patricio, Sanna, and Svetlana in Adobe Room. Who do we have on the call, Gabi?
Well, that's roughly what you said. Sanna, Eberhard, Katrina, Andre, Carolina, Dina, Patricio, Svetlana, and Hiro. And we have apologies from Alejandra.
And we have apologies from Alan as well. So Alan won't be joining. So then perhaps let's start with the current draft. I sent you it earlier today to the list, but probably Gabi, you could lead us through the current version. Currently without, maybe without discussions, but when we go through all the entire draft, we will go back and start discussing what we have. Okay, so Gabi, if you can...
So after the usual meeting introduction, we're going to go through the CCPLD survey. I'm not sure who's going to give it though. Do you, can someone remind me who that was?
So we start discussing it now, because I wanted just to go through and then we go back and start discussing.
Patricia has raised his hand.
No, it's Eberhard who has raised his hand.
Sorry, Eberhard.
Now, can you make the screen, the thing movable and enlargeable? It's a bit small and I can't move it to where I want to go.
I think it should be movable now. Can you try?
Not yet.
Okay, let me...
No, that I can move it, not you.
Yeah, try again.
Ah, there you go. Thank
now
you.
Everyone can move their own screen, but I can't move it, so... I can't move it so they can see how I'm moving it, I mean.
Okay, maybe let's do it the way we started. So we go slot by slot and discuss it. So the first one... In the first draft, we had this two-letter domains for new GTLDs.
That's no longer on the agenda.
Yeah.
I checked with Bart, and that was not needed, so
okay.
That's gone.
Okay, very good. So we just remove it. Now we have results of the survey. So one of the ideas is that maybe Stefan could give it. Another one, and Alan suggested it, maybe if Peter could give an update, but Peter, unfortunately, is not on the call at the moment. So one of two possible speakers we have here, probably we should contact both of them and ask who could give give an update. Last time we discussed it, we decided that Peter should think about it, about who is going to give presentation. Unfortunately, Peter is not here at the moment. But so I think it could be Peter or Stefan. Any other ideas? Carolina, I think you also participated in the development of the survey. At least regional organizations did. Don is not longer with us, so he cannot comment. Okay, anyway, that's still a question. So I'd say it's... Carolina is writing in Adobe Room that Peter would be a good option. Okay, and she can help him. Maybe we should write to Peter and ask... Oh, Carolina, maybe you could write to Peter and ask if that's okay with him. Maybe you decide on a better... Yeah, okay, so Carolina will write to Peter. Very good, thank you. And another next one is a general update on where we are. Initially, we thought that probably we should give some update on IANA transition. Maybe let's make it more general and just give people a good understanding of where we are at the moment. So what do you think of that? Any comments? Andre, could you please mute, because apparently it looks like you're talking, so your mic is working. Thank you. So, well, of course, it doesn't mean that you couldn't express your views on the subject. So, any ideas? Any ideas?
I just wanted to say that we probably need to cut that session a little shorter because we need to move to the ICANN boardroom, so it's probably going to be to 9:40, half an hour.
Oh, okay. Yes, could be so. Anyway, we could still think about this one. Maybe we'll get back to it a little bit later. So meeting with the ICANN board is still there, and coffee breaks, yes, we need them. Joint meeting with the GAC, and then a marketing session, an hour for a marketing session. And during the last call, we decided there could be three possible options. So one of the action points we had, that Gabby was supposed to contact three suggested registries to inquire whether they could give a presentation on marketing. So I understand that Gabby sent them emails, but unfortunately no response.
Well, I have in the meantime, because I sent a reminder, so the Czech Republic, Czech Registry has confirmed.
Yeah, well, what a coincidence. We have a representative from .cz on the call today. Unfortunately, now he's muted. He's... Andre, could you comment if you registry interested to give a presentation on marketing?
I confirm Gabby. I'm sorry, I was a little bit late. You know, it's been a rush time for me. But yeah, I confirm we are really interested and happy to deliver a presentation.
Okay, thank you very much. So this is confirmed that we still need the title, who is going to present, and a short description, and a time slot. So, of course,
sure.
You have to take into account that we don't have too much time. But anyway, it's really some updates. This additional information will be necessary. So thank you. At least
sure.
one is confirmed. We're still waiting for confirmation from other two. Then we have lunchtime, to be precise, lunchtime. And after lunch, we have an hour and 20 minutes update on IANA transition. As Alan pointed out, by that time, our proposal will already be out. So there will be not much to discuss, which means that, first of all, probably we won't need an hour and 20 minutes for the update. That's just my feeling, and I would be really glad to hear your views on that, which means that we need something more of that. So, Alan unfortunately could not join us today, but he sent his comments, and he believed that there's really no need on a discussion for discussion on this subject because, as I already mentioned, by Singapore the proposal will be already sent to ICG. I'm always mixing up all those abbreviations. ICG, was it? I think that an hour and 20 minutes is too much. So other comments? Dina has comment regarding the marketing session that if we don't find anyone, she will be happy to fill in the gap. We have Carolina's hand. So, Carolina.
Can I take one?
Hi, Katrina.
Sorry, Gabby, did you say?
Yes.
No, I didn't know Carolina would speak. I thought you would type. So go on, Carolina.
Thank you. No, I was just wondering, as you mentioned, Katrina, yes, the proposal will be already in the hands of the ICG. It would have been the case for, let's say, 2 or 3 weeks by that time. But so maybe if we look at having someone from the ICG as well on this, let's say Martin Boyle or Mary or somebody from of those four CCTLD reps of the ICG and a combination of CWG and ICG, that might be a good idea to sort of cover the span of an hour and 20 minutes, because I think it might be interesting, but that's only a suggestion. Thank you.
Yes, but if you check Wednesday session, we have a panel discussion, and I think that... Okay, sorry, that's on accountability. Yes, yeah, I agree with you. We would definitely need some comments from Martin or Keith. Yes, but anyway, an hour and 20 minutes?
Well, we could do, Katrina, if we can always swap the marketing session with the IANA transition session to shorten it, the IANA to 1 hour and extend the marketing session. If we get presentations, I think that...
Well, if we get to need
more than an hour.
Okay, yes, sir, we can do that. Another idea is that during the council exchange of emails, the council list, and then during discussions and council call, there is a certain worries amongst councillors that regarding the low participation from CCTLDs. We see usual suspects all the time applying for working groups, and probably the idea was probably we need something to boost participation and to encourage people to participate. I wanted somebody to give a presentation, somebody from the registry, from a registry where several people participate actively in various activities, but at the moment I don't have anyone. So at some point I was thinking about giving a short presentation myself, just inviting, sharing my own experience and inviting people to participate in like around 10-15 minutes. So first of all, what do you think of the idea, and second one, do you think anything like that would be interesting, or maybe you have some other speakers who could deliver the idea and just really encourage people? So any comments? Meanwhile, Eberhard agreed that the transition item is too long. Yeah, and Carolina is writing something. Well, anyway, just have a thought about it. Then we have let me count 25 minutes for a secure email working group update. Do they really need 25 minutes?
I think they need at least 20 minutes. Because they're going to talk about financing this project, so
okay.
It might be at least 20 minutes. 25 is perhaps a little bit too much.
Mm-hmm. So Eberhard, oh, okay, hand it down.
I was just saying, they publish every 3 to 4 weeks. They publish an email. It's always the same thing. What they need to do is technically very easy to do, very clear to do. I don't think that the financing is going to be debated or going to be solved by the members meeting. It's a council issue. I don't think they need so much, but I'm not one to shorten. If it's 1 hour, 20 minutes, it's easy to shorten, but it's 25. I don't think the 5 minutes are really well useful for something.
I think they had a presentation once, and it didn't take too long, if I really remember correctly.
No, it didn't. I mean, I to be honest, I also added a little bit too much because it's always easier to take off time. So let me say it's something between 15 and 20 minutes. We can always, you know, take off time from that one if needed. But it's
okay. So let's just remember that this is, if we really need some extra 5 minutes, we can take them from this group. Any other working group updates, requests? No?
No. But in the meantime, Christina sent Peter von Ross's apologies to me. She forgot
okay.
to mention that before.
Okay, so
and
Peter won't be
Can I quickly jump in? First of all, Sanna asked how she can raise your hand. You must just click on the little icon on the top where there is a loudspeaker and a telephone and a little figure. Click on the figure and it raises your hand. With regards to the time the Sekia group meets, why don't we ask Hesselmann how much he wants?
Yeah, I have already asked him, so this is why I blocked 25 minutes.
Well, we never give time so readily, so we always ask.
No, I did deliberately block too much time here because it was easier to take it off. But we have discussed this in this working group, so mm-hmm. this has been discussed. Yes.
Okay, so this is something, again, something to think about. Then another coffee break, and then we have traditional hour for updates. And if somebody else will come with a request, so probably we can squeeze them in here. So we have update from Icon Ayana, and we have name collision mitigation. Sorry, jumped a little bit. Then Wednesday. Wednesday we start early. Oh, not early, well, normal time, at 9. Hopefully after music night we'll be able to make it. And we start with a legal session. Legal session, currently we have two presentations. One is confirmed, it's Elizabeth from .se regarding the CCT or the operator's responsibility. And it's about the Pirate Bay domain name, and now, as we all know, Pirate Bay servers have been taken down in Sweden. So this is probably an interesting presentation. Then something we postponed from the meeting in LA, summary of .ir case. Well, is it still interesting for the community? We haven't contacted Becky if she's okay to give an overview of the court's resolution. Well, hopefully she will. But again, the question, is it still interesting? And I think we need some more presentation, well, at least one presentation more. So, any comments?
I will make a call for presentations once the agenda is up anyway, so maybe we'll get something there.
Okay. Then we have a meeting with our board members, Mike and Chris, coffee break. Then we have the traditional CCTLD news session. We have three confirmed, and one is still pending, but hopefully we'll get it more information regarding it. Then update from regional organizations. So have you discussed it, Carolina, and are you going to give a presentations, or maybe you will come up with one presentation like in LA? So,
hi, Katrina.
Yeah, Carolina. Yep.
Yes, sorry. Yes, we haven't actually. We had an idea with the other colleagues from the ROs on another joint presentation, but since John departure, we have a little bit of a vacuum there because we have some data for some regions on free trade agreements and some joint report we were producing, but now that's a bit stalled. So we would need a bit more time to check out whether we would be able to come up in February with that, or could use another kind of update on the different kind of work we are pursuing. But do let me know if you need me to communicate something to Peter and Barak so that we can come up with something interesting for the February meeting.
Okay, thank you very much for the update. Will you keep an eye on the development there, so, and just give us some feedback, okay? Thank you very much. Then another lunch from 1 till 2, and then we have a panel discussion on accountability. This is going to be very topical during the Singapore meeting. Who will participate there? Perhaps our representatives on the accountability working group. We have Matthew, Giovanni, Rolf, and I think two people more.
Me.
Oh, yeah, Eberhard. Yes, Eberhard. Absolutely. Yes, Eberhard. And we have one more. One more, and I don't remember the name.
Jordan.
Oh, Jordan.
Jordan,
yes.
Carter.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Eberhard. Yes, five representatives from the CCTLD community. Well, I certainly hope that all of them will be able to participate in this panel discussion. Maybe we'll need somebody more. So that's what we've got so far. Okay, Sanna has managed to raise her hand. Sanna, please.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
It took a while for me to find the figure. But now that I finally managed to do it, I was totally on the wrong side of the screen. Okay, but can I scroll back a little bit for the first day?
Yes, you can.
Day?
You can do that.
Because I'm really thinking about the joint meeting with the CAG. Is it a necessity? Because it's in the beginning of the first day, and after meeting with the board, ICANN board, it's very heavy start. And nothing really happens. So can we change that?
That's true that, unfortunately, our interaction with the GAC has been very slow.
It's always been there.
Well, always, maybe, but it's still very important for CCTLDs, and it's very important for CCTLDs to give the GAC the right perspective on what's going on. It was very important in LA when we had to present the findings of the Framework of Interpretation Working Group.
I agree that it's important, but if we would have a little bit time before that to be together, before to go to see the GAC, maybe we could discuss things first together and then meet the GAC.
Yes, with
Anna,
the GAC,
unfortunately, that's
GAC
out of our hands, so that's nothing.
Okay.
We don't have any
okay.
influence on that.
Okay. Just trying.
because GAC has a very tight schedule as well, and it's very hard to reschedule any meetings with them, just as it's we can't reschedule meetings with the ICANN board. This is something we agreed on. Yep.
Okay. Another question to you, Katrina. What did you meant when you said something about encouraging people? What did you mean? I didn't really.
What I meant is that The council is worried that more or less same people participate in all
yes.
the activities. And we really need new blood. So that's why, for
yes.
example, it's very great that you and Svetlana and Dina wanted to join program working,
yes.
because we really need new blood. But same happens in all the working
mm-hmm.
groups, in all important, the most important working groups. We always have more or less the same people, same, well, they are good, they are really great, but we still need more
mm-hmm.
people to join and more people to
mm-hmm.
show themselves and not be afraid to participate. So the idea is to give a boost and to tell them that
yes.
it's really not so scary and that they have to try. So there are different reasons why they do not join. For example, they think, well, what can I do? So we just
mm-hmm.
show them, you can do that. Well, I don't know English so well. Well, just
mm-hmm.
you don't have to speak, maybe. You just start
mm-hmm.
by listening and, well, I don't know, there are not
mm-hmm.
so many words you have to learn to talk about internet governance, for example. And so on. So just really to show people that no one expects them to be geniuses to start
mm.
working on.
It's a good idea. Maybe we could use a 15-minute slot for that.
Yeah, well, that was one of the proposals. Yes. Maybe if we don't need so much time for an update on Ayana transition, this is something to, well, after lunch, something light, right after the lunch, and then go to the heavy stuff regarding Ayana transition. So any other comments, Sanne, from you or from anyone else? Thank you very much for your insight. So... any other? Maybe I'll go through our action items we had from our previous meeting. The first one, Gabby will add a question to the survey. So I think this will be done closer to the meeting. Action two, Gabby checked, and there's no need for two-letter code session. Action item number three, Gabby contacted the three registries, so still no reply from two of them. Luckily, we solved the issue with .cz. We don't have an update from Peter. Regarding action item number five, as I already mentioned, Alan saw that there's really no point in having a discussion. There must be... because they just should give a short update on what happened, but we have to more to concentrate on the work of ICG. And action item number six, Gabby will update the agenda with the discussed items. Well, that was done, and you saw the updated agenda. And then Gabby to send out a call for volunteers for the topics of the upcoming meeting agenda. It hasn't been done yet, but the plan is that now we discuss this draft, we decide on the to-do items, and then we remove all uncertainties from the draft and publish the draft before, next week actually. And when the draft is published, Gabby will send out a call for volunteers regarding a CCTLD news session and also some more presentations for marketing and legal. So, Sanna, your hand is up. Yes, please speak up.
I know. I hold the button, so I'm going to speak up. My proposal is that the second day is or has always been slightly lighter than the first day, and maybe because of the cocktail event, people probably are opened up a little bit. I don't know, but my suggestion is to move the CCTLD news session for the first day, maybe after the gag, and because it's our days, it's CCN, so members' days, so maybe start with a little bit lighter news, shorter, and maybe the encouragement speech would be there before the small news session. What do you think?
Can I just say something? One of the reasons for why we have heavy topics on the first day is often because people need to think of them till the next day, and we often have a follow-up in the panel or something. So this is why we often have heavy topics. And the second issue is that we devote a lot of time for the CCTLD news session because it's a very popular one. So if you see, it's actually 1 hour and 40 minutes. And if it's hard to squeeze in during meeting day one, especially if it's then followed up by a regional organization's update, it's hard to squeeze in between all these heavy things that we need to talk about on day one to find that much time. And I don't think it's a good idea to shorten this because it's always been one of our most popular sessions, and in fact people have asked for more time for this session. So that's just the reason. I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm just saying that's the rationale behind.
Yeah, of course, replace the marketing session.
Sorry?
Switch the marketing session, or maybe, yeah.
Shoot. But if you see, the marketing session is 1 hour.
I know. Maybe lunch could start 15 minutes later. Yeah, I know, but still my idea is to make people more interactive, maybe. Maybe. Okay, marketing session is good as well.
Yes, exactly. That's what I wanted to say. I'm not very much in favor of moving CCTLD news session because, well, traditionally, second day is not as populated as day number one. But this news session is really very popular, and we need a lot. We need time for that. A marketing session definitely will not be heavy one. It's going to be light, and so after GAC and before lunch, it's perhaps something we really need and would be.
Yes, you're right, Catherine.
Would be good. So. No, we're trying to balance it. Maybe I can't say it always works out very well. But if you look, we have discussion on day two. We have something like discussion, but not a panel discussion, but a heavy update on Ayana transition on day one. Then we have updates on day one. But we have a regional organization update on day two. Then we have lunch apparently. And then we have a marketing session and legal on day one and legal session on day two. So I'd say it's more or less balanced. Now, of course, we could move all topics like marketing, legal, administrative into day one, and then some heavy lifting on day two, or vice versa. But I think I would agree with Gabby when she said that we give people time to think about it. On day one, we start with a general update, for example, right? We start with general update. And a survey results. So we just give some food for thought to people. Then they have meeting with the ICANN board. They hear some other news, meeting with the GAC. Yeah, I agree. It's really very boring, and we try to do something to make it more interactive and more interesting. Hopefully, now when GAC is not so much into new GTLD's program, they will start looking around and notice us again. anyway, meeting with the GAC, and then we have light session marketing. Then we have again information to think about, and so on. So I'd say it's pretty balanced at the moment. Of course, there's always a space for improvement, but moving CCTLD's new session, which is, well, actually 2 hours session, into day one after GAC, where we have only 1 hour, 15 minutes from lunch, definitely won't help. We could skip lunch altogether, of course, but I don't think people will appreciate it. So that's my view on this. So apparently Sanna agreed. Any other ideas from other something we could discuss? Eberhard, please.
Sorry, am I unmuted? It's not really for this meeting. On the accountability working group, we noticed that not everybody knows Adobe Connect very well. Not that I want to single out Zana, but I'm thinking of offering an hour on the Tech Day on Monday and for another introduction to Adobe, so a workshop. Do you think we should do this?
Well, I think it's a good idea. I remember we had some introduction and not exactly hands-on session, but Gabi and Christina showed presentation when Adobe Room was introduced for the first time. But I agree that now we have new people, and now when Adobe Room is used more heavily, perhaps we would need something.
We did that actually for a couple of meetings. We always offer that as a training session. So if that's needed again, we can start these sessions again. That's no problem. We did that for, I don't know, for maybe 5-6 meetings in a row, actually.
Eberhard?
Yeah, I can offer a time at Tech Day, but I was not thinking to just do it for the CCNSO, but now we are, since you know we are now a global stakeholder engagement, I want to get also it into the other SOs and ACs. But if you guys think we should do this, we should maybe book some time. Find one of the staff who is willing and has time to do it, especially since we have a staff support by Christina on Monday still, so she could just stay there. The meeting usually goes up to 5, and I was thinking from doing it from quarter to past 4 to 5, so it wouldn't interfere with her timing. And then we have got the resources on screen and everything there.
Well,
to advertise it a bit.
Yeah, it sounds interesting and good to me. Definitely should talk to Christina. Well, personally, I support this idea.
No, I didn't say Christina must do it. I'm just saying the logistics is we can sort it out. Maybe we'll have it. Grace Abu-Mahamad from the accountability workgroup. Doesn't matter who does it. It's just that I think we should. It came up twice in short notice, so I think we should maybe look at it. I will do.
Okay, thank
you. I just want to notify that if this is something you wish to have for the Singapore meeting, if you wish to have any special. I don't know, slot for this, not slot, but a special meeting for this, then you need to let Christina know as soon as possible. I'm not talking about if it's going to be within the Tech Day, but because she needs to, I think, submit the forms tomorrow, and after that we cannot change anything. We cannot we cannot ask for additional rooms, etc. So it needs to be done very quickly.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, the Tech Day is up to 5, and I was thinking of doing it in Tech Day's room and in Tech Day's time frame, so we don't interfere with the booking of the rooms.
Okay, that's good. That's very good. Okay, so thank you. Now we have if there are no other ideas. You can write, of course, if you get any idea later today or any other day, you can just send them to the list. So I will summarize to do. First, Carolina agreed to talk to Peter about the CCTOD survey. Then Carolina also agreed to liaison with other ROs regarding the RO update on Wednesday. Then we have Gabi and me. We will clean the draft agenda and we'll publish it right before the new year. Next week, actually.
No, Katrina.
Well, this week, yeah, on Friday, yeah. Yeah, this
on Thursday.
On Thursday we'll do that. And then, Gabi, you will prepare and send out a call for volunteers. And also, please specify those subjects we are particularly interested in, like marketing, legal, and, of course, CCTLD news. Okay? Have I missed anything? Hopefully not. Then we have any other business, and so Gabi, could you give a short update on how well we're doing comparing to
well,
others?
Yes, on Friday we got an email to ICANN staff, which I cannot share the email with you, but I can share some of the content with you. That was a summary. As you might know, ICANN is doing a ICANN survey, meeting survey after each meeting. And it turned out that of all sessions, the CCNSO session ranked most popular, followed by a new GTLD session and public forum, and then the open ceremony, etc. So I thought that was very positive news and good feedback to you, all of your work. So I hope that this will get published somewhere later, which so we can share with everyone. But I was very happy to see this, because after all, CCNSO is much smaller than the GNSO and so on. So I think this is a very good indication that people actually like your work. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Gabi. And I saw that Sanna is becoming a proficient Adobe Connect user, so she applauded. So very good. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Gabi, and thanks a lot. I really would like to thank you all for doing a great job and for making CCNSO sessions attractive to the public. So thanks a lot. If there are no other immediate comments, I'd like to thank you for joining the call today. And I hope that we will proceed according to our plan. We'll see if we need any more calls. Perhaps we will need another call in January, closer to the meeting. But it's hard to say at the moment. Hopefully we will fill in all the gaps we have at the moment. And hopefully we can use email lists for discussion. If not, I hope you will have some slot on your agendas for a quick call. So thank you very much, and thank you. Have a good day and enjoy seasonal holidays. If you have, Christmas or any other holidays. So have a nice Christmas. Have a nice other holidays and Happy New Year, and I'm looking forward to the next year working with you, and I hope we will make many more interesting CCNSO meetings in the future. So thanks a lot, and see you next week. Next year, next year. So enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.